service message from the American Cancer Society.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No partial government shutdown Friday night. The House and Senate say they'll vote on and pass another temporary spending bill.
It'll be the fourth congressional can kicked down the road, but this time the House and Senate have just 8 days to make the permanent spending deal. Money for half the government runs out March 8th, the rest on March 22nd, and March 8th date could be a problem, as it is the day after President Biden set to give his State of the Union address. Congressional leaders insist they have a deal on six of the spending bills, now due in a week.
ABC's Andy Field. The Supreme Court to decide Donald Trump's claim he can't be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. An appellate court ruled he can. The Supreme Court will have the final say. Former U.S. Marine officer Michael Joseph Foy sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for hitting police officers with a hockey stick during the insurrection and throwing a metal pole at a line of officers. This is ABC News. Self-deprecating comedian Richard Lewis shook off his mortal coil.
These days, audiences probably knew Richard Lewis best as one of Larry David's neurotic friends on Curb Your Enthusiasm. This scene aired a little over a week ago.
I'm leaving you in my will. I'm tweaking it, and you're in it.
No, don't do that.
It's done. You're
but long before he battled it out with David, Richard Lewis was honing his neuroses-fueled brand of comedy on stage in the 70s, in clubs and on The Tonight Show, and by the 80s in stand-up specials on Showtime and HBO. His act often about therapy and addiction. There were movies, including Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and sitcoms. Lewis revealed a Parkinson's diagnosis last year and were told he died of a heart attack. Richard Lewis was 76. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The mother of all phishing attempts? Dubuque County, Iowa, trying to track down $500,000 an employee transferred in response to a bogus email that appeared to be from the city of Dyersville, Iowa. They found out about it when the real Dyersville asked about it. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Elijah View's family asked for a safe return home during a second Two Rivers Police Department press conference Tuesday evening.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minard updated everyone, saying that all leads and tips in Elijah's case are being followed, but didn't give any specific details about the investigation. Elijah's aunt and grandmother said that their hearts are heavy, and they just want him to return home safe.
I want my grandson to be home with my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop. Just searching for my baby Elijah. We want him to be say.
Vu has been missing for a week after last being seen in an apartment complex in Two Rivers. A $15,000 reward has been announced by the FBI for any information regarding Elijah's disappearance. Stephen Devine, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Following a tragedy, new protocols are part of contracts between the city of Milwaukee and private ambulance providers.
On Tuesday, all 15 members of the Common Council approved new contracts with Bell Ambulance and Curtis Universal. Now, first responders must adhere to new protocols, requiring paramedics responding to 911 calls get out of their vehicles and look for a patient. This was not previously mandatory when a 49-year-old woman died last month. Investigators say Jolene Waldreff fell at a bus stop, and although she called 911, an ambulance crew drove past her while she was on the ground, but they didn't see her. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The person who died in the Dane County Jail last week was a suspect in two bank robberies. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office identified the woman as 38-year-old Lisa Harding from Madison. Police arrested Harding last week after an attempted bank robbery in Madison and an actual bank robbery in Fitchburg.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies to take us through the overnight. Light and variable winds developing. Lows by morning will be right above the 10-degree mark. On Thursday, we'll see sunny skies, breezy south winds up around 35, lower 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 11 degrees.
Us here on the program today as we are sitting in downtown Houston, Texas for Commodity Classic. Great to be here. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. What a trade show this is. We talked about it a little bit on yesterday's program. Some 10,000 people going to be making their way throughout Commodity Classic for the next couple of days, checking out things on the trade show floor. We have a lot of different policy meetings with the commodity organizations and about all that is new and great in agriculture. And today, we are with our friends at AGI, booth 3403, talking a lot about digital technologies for the bin, for your field, safety, and much more. So happy to be here with our friends at AGI today. Let's kick off the show. Joining us now, he is the Senior Vice President of Digital and Global Marketing for Ag Growth International, AGI. Dave Pastel is with us. Dave, great to see you. Thanks for letting us crash your party here, Commodity Classic, Dave.
Jesse, you are always welcome here. It's great to have you in our booth, and this is just such an exciting event. Commodity Classic just brings out the best of U.S. farming, so we're very happy to be here.
It's kind of like the Super Bowl of ag in a way, isn't
great,
it?
Great, and very appropriate, because a lot of our digital technologies are in Kansas City. So,
yes,
just
yeah,
saying.
I know. My wife was happy with the Chiefs win. I'll say that. Well, hey, let's start. Tell us a bit of the backstory of AGI's digital division, and talk about kind of the how and why AGI, you know, a manufacturer of equipment, is getting more involved on the digital side.
Right. Excellent point. So we started about 25 years ago, and, you know, our expertise was really in storage and handling, permanent handling, portable handling, and then, of course, grain bins. And as the years rolled by and we expanded and we grew our business more and more, it became very clear that information, now we'll often get fancy and call it data, but information makes for better farming decisions. So when we think about our equipment, how can we add information to that equipment so that the grower can make better decisions? Kind of underpinning everything we do is safety. How do we make farming safe? How do we make farming profitable? How do we make it more efficient? Well, all of a sudden you get to monitoring your grain. And we had tried some products. We developed our own products, and then we saw an opportunity to really expand, particularly in the States, and roll out bin monitoring and our bin manager product there, which, you know, couldn't be more timely right now, given, you know, where commodity prices kind of netted out and growers need to hold their grain maybe a little bit longer than they were thinking they needed to. Well, bin monitoring is essential to do that.
Very true. Very true. Well, you mentioned bin manager in there. Talk about that. Some of the other products that you oversee kind of on the digital spectrum that you've added in here with AGI.
Okay. We really have three lines of products, and they're all based on some type of monitoring philosophy. Okay. So in the bin, we monitor the grain, temperature, moisture. We manage inventory levels with the cables in the bin. We provide a really fantastic and insightful continuous 24/7 view of what's happening in your grain bin. And we also help you with automating and improving natural conditioning. So we have the bin manager equipment. We also have this really fantastic device called the Farm Mobile Puck. And it is a passive data collection tool that you can plug into any rolling stock on the farm, planter or harvester or combine. And it will capture data. And with that data, you can participate in things like carbon grants, sustainability programs, traceability programs, again, opening up new avenues of revenue to the farmer, to the grower. And then we have a line of hazard monitoring equipment, and that includes both temperature monitoring at silos where grain is being stored, say elevator, a large commercial facility, or as well bearing and belt temperature monitoring as a safety device. Okay. We obviously want to keep facilities running as safe as possible. And so the slightest amount of temperature detection allows a facility to shut down. So all of this comes together in this umbrella of monitoring, safety, and efficiency and profiting.
Well, I might be answering my own next question here, but I mean, thinking about some of those features, you know, why are digital technologies and all this data and more, why is it important to U.S. grain farmers? I'd have to think safety is a big aspect there, Dave.
100%. You know, farming is a dangerous business, yeah. You know, and there's a lot of chances and a lot of ways you can get hurt. Well, one way you immediately can reduce your safety or reduce your risk and increase your safety is stop climbing into grain bins to test your grain. Stop going up ladders, stop going in. Cables and monitoring will do that for you. And it's acute now because you often have three generations on the farm. You got dad who's maybe in a 80, and you got me in my mid 50s, and you got my kids on the farm. Well, all three of us don't need to be going in the grain bin.
No, you definitely do not. Definitely do not. And I think that's what kind of plays an important role. All these different technologies, you couple it together with everything that AGI is been good at for years with grain bins and augers, et cetera. And you put all this together and it really kind of gives a total package to growers, doesn't it?
Exactly right. Exactly right. I think monitoring equipment is just another feature on a bin that is essentially standard. You wouldn't buy a bin without buying a fan. Yeah. You wouldn't buy a bin without a sweep or a clean out. You're not going to buy a bin without monitoring. And that's happening now. The growth in the U.S. market is astronomical with growers adopting bin monitoring faster than we can honestly keep up with.
Well, I think, too, it's great for ROI because, like you said, to your point, instead of having to climb in that bin, you can monitor the moisture and check things and make sure you know what is going on and without having to get in the bin.
100%. And if whether you're growing beans or you're growing corn, you're likely leaving money on the table somewhere, either, with shrink or maybe a drying cost. You're leaving money somewhere. With this technology, you naturally take advantage of either the dryness or the moisture in the air to operate your fans at ideal times and then monitor the impact that those fans are having. So you don't just flip them on and overdry the bottom of the bin. You flip them on strategically and at the right time. And all of this can be automated. Again, not only is it safe, you don't have to crawl in the bin. You can do it in the palm of your hand with your phone. You can simply click a button, turn your fans on, set it to auto, turn your fans off. All of this is money, real money that you're missing out on.
Dave, got about a minute here in this segment. What's ahead for AGI? What are some things that are on the horizon here in 2024?
Well, we're going to continue to focus on bin monitoring, expanding across the states. There's more and more growers that need our product, want our product, and we're excited to do that. We've got some very interesting new products in the hopper being developed. You know, we think about safety and visibility and remote control as really the early entry benefits of this product. We can go further. You're going to see AI play a part in this.
Very
where
true.
Technology is going to come in. And even though we're making great decisions based on data, AI is going to make them faster and quicker, and it's going to be more automated. And then, you know, where we go from there, connecting your work on the field to your bin, providing that full traceability solution for commodity purchasers, hugely important. So I think you're going to see tons of really exciting products. Quite honestly, we can't go fast enough.
That's very true. Very true. I mean, things are evolving and changing, but the amount of technology we're bringing to our farmers' hands today is so important. It helps out in so many ways, I think, on the farm. Dave, great conversation. Really appreciate it. And thanks for letting us be with you guys here at AGI's booth at Commodity Classic.
Really our pleasure, Jesse. Great to have you and your listeners, and you're always welcome here.
Dave Pistell, SVP of Digital and Global Marketing for AgGrowth International, AGI, joining us here at Commodity Classic. We'll have more with our friends at AGI. Coming up right after this, you're listening to AOA, Agriculture of America.
When it comes to cereal disease protection, Prosaro Pro 400 SC fungicide from Bayer makes all the difference. With three effective active ingredients for overlapping control of foliar and head diseases, and a flexible application window for head scab, it's formulated to lower DON, protect yield potential, and promote superior grain quality. Prosaro Pro. The future of plant health starts here. Visit ProsaroPro.com to learn more. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Every Tuesday, we'll be sitting around the table, sponsored by CHS. Join us and learn how CHS creates the vital connections that empower agriculture, helping farmers and ranchers like you succeed. We'll hear from different voices from throughout the cooperative system, sharing stories about how good things happen when people work together. Join us around the table every Tuesday or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-560-3870. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-560-3870. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-560-3870 to donate your unwanted card.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back here to AOA, live from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, spending time with our friends at AgGrowth International, AGI. Joining us now, we're going to talk about the partnership between AGI and GEVO and the Verity Grower Program. Joining us for conversation, Chandler Mazur, agronomist and product manager of the Verity Grower Program for GEVO. Chandler, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Chandler, first, tell us about Verity and the GEVO Biofuels Project. What is it? What's the end goal? What's the benefit to growers? Kind of give us the rundown and the backstory there a little bit.
Yes. Well, we'll start at the highest level I can think of. The whole goal of verity tracking is to track the carbon intensity of a product through its entire life cycle. So if you think of something like sustainable aviation fuel, which is our end goal, producing a low carbon intensity sustainable aviation fuel, that starts at the farm. And that's where my role comes in, is and working with AGI and Farm Mobile, is to measure the carbon intensity of the crop. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we measure that carbon intensity, then Verity Tracking does that, then it measures the carbon intensity through the production of the biofuel all the way to the airplane in the case of sustainable aviation fuel, or to the automobile in the case of ethanol. So that's really what we're doing.
Okay. All right. So dive a little more into the relationship with AGI. What role, you know, does AGI play in all of this, you know, data collection for carbon intensity scores and more? Talk about that.
Yep. So AGI is a crucial partner with what we're doing at the farm. So in order to calculate it, a lot of people can calculate carbon intensities. There's publicly available calculators, and I'll get to the answer to your question, but I have to tell a story first.
All right.
My story is 2 years ago, as a lifelong agronomist growing up on a farm, if someone would have asked me to calculate a carbon intensity for the crop on their farm, I'd have sat down with you and ask you questions for 5 or 10 minutes, you know, what's your yield? You know, how much nitrogen fertilizer do you put out? Do you use manure? Do you use cover crop? Just some basic questions. And I would have calculated you a score, let's say a 10, because there's a publicly available calculator to do that. And I said, your score for that field is 10 and the national average is 29. And we'd pat each other on the back and say, great, that's pretty cool stuff. Okay. Now, what are you going to do with it? Fast forward to today, working with AGI, collecting data at a very granular level, at the field level, we calculate the carbon intensity of that same field. Let's say 2 years later today, it's still a 10. There is a, even though there's the same number, there's a huge difference between those two 10s. The 10 that I gave 2 years ago, mm-hmm. nice to talk about. The 10 today, that can be traded or turned into a financially tradable asset. And that's what we use the AGI data in the cab to transfer machine data into Verity Tracking to create those ironclad data pedigrees that we can turn into a financially tradable environmental asset for farmers.
And now, you know, thinking about all that data and overall, I know a lot of folks have kind of equated, you know, carbon programs and more kind of the Wild West right now. But you guys are really kind of boiling that down and making it easy for growers, right?
We are, and it is the Wild West. And our partnership with AGI, you know, really helps to boil that down, as you say there. Again, as a lifelong agronomist,
yeah,
anything that I can do to work with a grower or on our own farm to improve the health of the soil, improve the health of the plants, improve sure. photosynthesis, you know, God's energy from the sun into plants and, you know, carbon into the soil. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. That's what makes me tick. That's why I do what I do. Working with AGI, calculating carbon intensities and all the models and calculators and all this good solid data coming into a calculator, it's the best way that I've seen mm-hmm. today in my life of applying math to biology and bringing value to a farm on a commodity. It's okay. decommoditizing a commodity. It's bringing value to a farm with what farmers are already doing today. It's adding value to what they're already doing today.
Okay.
Can't do it without data.
All right. No, and you cannot do it without data. I would agree. And sorry,
you can do it without data, but it's not a good product. It's going to be a low value inset credit or offset credit because okay. there are a lot of folks out there that can do it without data. That's what differentiates. It's the solid data that we have, that ironclad data pedigree in Verity Tracking, working in our partnership with AGI.
Okay. Okay. Now thinking about the data as well, data integrity. How important is that to projects like this? Because I know we're hearing a lot these days about artificial intelligence. We hear a lot about cybersecurity on the farm, things like that. I think a lot of growers want to know where their data is going, who's seeing it, who's using it, et cetera, et cetera. So how important is data integrity to a project like this?
Data integrity is a cornerstone. It's an absolute foundational to what we do. If we don't have data integrity, we don't have anything. And so, in our relationship with farmers, of course, we have the checks and balances to protect their data once they share it with us. Share being the critical word. When a farmer shares data with us, we don't own it. They still own it. We have the right to use that data, to run it through Verity tracking, to turn it into that environmental asset, which, by the way, the farmer owns the environmental asset as well.
Yeah.
So it's fundamental to what we do. We don't exist without it.
Yeah, very, very true. Thinking to, mentioned partnerships with AGI, for instance, how important is that industry collaboration to make these things happen and advance us forward in terms of, climate programs, carbon programs, sustainability, working and using all these things that farmers are already doing? How important is the industry collaboration to reach some of these goals, Chandler?
Well, I don't think, again, that this could happen without that industry collaboration, because this is complicated enough of a challenge or an opportunity that without partnerships and different perspectives, listen, it's like anything else in life. If I bring people that are like me all around me, then I'm never going to be able to grow and improve as a human being. It's the same as building a business that, hey, listen, I'm good at certain things, not good at other things. It's having that self-awareness of going, hey, we need help here. Well, in this case, it's with data. We need help from AGI, and that's where that partnership comes. And we have other partnerships that we're working with too in this project that are basically, we've got the vision with Verity Tracking. We've got a certain level of expertise in certain areas, but we have to, in order to bring this and to truly bring that value to the farm and to the farmer and to the industry overall, we need partners like AGI and others to put together the complete package.
Chandler, what lies ahead here as we kind of wrap up our conversation in this segment? What's ahead for GEVO and the AGI partnership and the Verity project? What are you looking at here 2024 and beyond?
Well, what lies ahead? Boy, I'll tell you.
It's a loaded question, I'm sure.
It is, but it's a good one. I mean, it's a good question. We are working vigorously internally to get Verity Tracking to a point where we feel comfortable that we can copy and paste it into other geographical areas, other products. But we got to get it right first, because if I copy something that's junk, you mentioned AI. If you feed junk in, you're going to get junk out, and not going to mention any names, but there's some pretty public been some pretty public examples of that recently. but it's the same as Verity Tracking. If we copy junk, we're going to replicate junk, and we're vigorously working with AGI and other partners to get it right today, so we can start copying and pasting to other geographical markets as well as other. This doesn't just apply to corn. This is beans. This is really any crop, any product. We can use the concept of Verity Tracking, life cycle tracking of carbon, for really any product and any environmental attribute that we want. Right now, we're just talking about carbon. Think of water use in crops or anything else. Any environmental attribute. That's what we're building the program. So that's the future, but we got a long ways to go, and we got to get right first before we start copying.
No, definitely agree. And of course, again, those partnerships we talked about, so important as programs like this continue to develop and more growers become involved. Chandler, really appreciate the conversation with you today. Thanks for joining us here at Commodity Classic. And what another great Commodity Classic. Like I said earlier, it's kind of like the Super Bowl here of agriculture, isn't it?
It sure is. Quite a bit of hustle and bustle in here. Lots of lights being flashed on all the equipment in here.
All the new equipment,
pretty cool.
Everything.
There's an energy for sure.
There is definitely
energy. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Chandler Mazur with GEVO and the Verity Grower Program for GEVO, talking their partnership with AGI. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk markets with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Back with more here on AOA, live from the AGI booth at Commodity Classic. On the way, right after the break.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-926-1701. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-926-1701. 800-926-1701. That's 800-926-1701.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets from Commodity Classic. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN. March milk down 26 to 16.98. April down 27 to 17.22. May down 24 to 17.53. June down 15 to 17.90. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower. A little bit of slower chain speed pressuring the markets along with some price correction in the market after recent gains. Hogs, though, were mostly higher as there was some strength in some of the cash markets that helped support prices. February live cattle down 65 cents to 184. March feeder cattle down 60 cents to 249. April hogs up 62 cents to 86.62. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets higher. The daily wire was solid with exports at 1.08 million metric tons of old crop corn. Soybeans, though, they closed mostly lower. Again, Brazilian weather still good for the harvest, and that continued to pressure the prices. Wheat markets mostly higher as well due to some pullback in the dollar. March corn up 2.5 to 4.15 and 3/4. New crop steady at 4.63 and a quarter. March beans down 5 3/4 to 11.28 and a quarter. New crop down 1 3/4 to 11.33 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up 6.5 to 5.77 1/2. May up 1.5 to 5.76 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, March up 12 3/4 to 6.64 1/2. May up 3 to 6.59. From Commodity Classic, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update on WRDN.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And we're back live here at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. AGI's booth on the trade show floor, 3403, having great conversations here with our friends at AGI. Right now, though, we want to turn to the markets. Joining me now, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, great to see you here at Houston. Thanks for joining me.
It's good to be here live and good to meet many of our listeners. That's what I enjoy most about it, that opportunity to come south where it's a little bit warmer, although a little chilly in the air this morning. But it's been a lot of fun talking to farmers and, of course, a lot of them frustrated because it didn't sell more. I understand that. I get that. But now wanting to do what they can to try to improve the situation. These markets aren't giving them a whole lot of hope near term.
No, they are not. And I was going to say, I have to imagine that's one of the key conversations you're having with folks, especially, I think, on the corn side. You know, we put that three on spot corn back on Friday. We've had 3 days in a row of a rally, but we're kind of fading off that rally, it feels like, here to some degree. You know, and we've talked about this, Arlen. Fundamentally, things just really haven't changed to a friendly tone in these grain markets.
Yeah, and I've been trying to think through how do I best communicate this, because this is a market that is oversold and it's kind of flushed out now. And when you do that, you think, well, it feels like it's going to turn around. But these are also different days of algo computers who take things as long as far as they can with a lot of money behind them. They just keep adding on to those positions, and there's not a fundamental story to prove them wrong right now. But at the same time, oftentimes we'll see the charts turn around before we have that fundamental story or know what it is. The funds do have near record large short positions across the grain and oil seed sector, and that means that the potential is there for a rally. The other side of that is there's a lot of farmers who are undersold, not just here, but in South America as well. Brazil farmers sell off our Chicago market as well. They're the most undersold that they've been in many years. They're looking for a rally to sell as well. So that makes it more difficult to sustain a rally, particularly now that we're getting into a time when farmers need some money, need some cash flow to get things moving for the spring, et cetera. It makes it a little bit quicker to sell. So those challenges are certainly there in being able to mount any type of meaningful rally at this point.
It almost feels like someone said this to me the other day, and I thought it was a good analogy. It's almost like a game of chicken between farmers and end users right now. And we did see with March 1st notice day, some folks kind of got caught with some basis contracts here in the last couple of days. But to your broader point, there's still a lot of farmers who are undersold, and that's kind of the dynamic we have going right now, Arlen.
Yeah, and then when you look at the funds versus the farmer, the funds see that the farmer is very long.
Yeah.
And they're, frankly, they're afraid. They're afraid of the farmer. They're afraid to go long when the farmer is long. And so I think that fear is overstated or overfelt, but that's a reality for them because they're afraid of building ownership and then having the farmer dump the corn and having them, the funds, be on the wrong side of it. I do see some opportunities down the road. There's always the weather chances, and we do have some risks that are elevated this year for problems with the winter corn crop or Safrinha corn crop in Brazil. They're getting good rains now, but as we look out in the extended forecast, late March into April, it does look like the risks are elevated for the monsoon rains to end early. And if that happens, you can get some pretty big negative implications for production. Will it be enough? Will that happen? That's yet to be seen because, you know, forecasts beyond 10 days are, you know, less than 50-50. Mm-hmm. So there are some risks in that. I hate to build hopes up. I want to be realistic here. But that's one of the opportunities. Then you also have the growing season in front of us and those opportunities, et cetera. But probably the bigger macro picture I'm watching is we did get some inflation data out this morning, and yeah, it came in pretty much as expected. That's the PCE inflation data. The CPI data has exceeded expectations the last 2 months in a row. And I've been saying that I felt like probably by the second or third quarter, we would start to see inflation rebounding, and the fund's saying, well, if inflation's rebounding historically, that means we don't want to be short. We want to be long the commodities to kind of protect their portfolios. And so I do think that that can make a difference later in the year. The problem is how much storage and interest costs do you pay, and where might we be when that time comes?
Yeah, no, great thoughts there. Some folks have talked about, okay, well, maybe wheat can lead us to the upside here and have a wheat-led rally in these grain markets. Kansas City wheat kind of had a key reversal, it felt like, to start this week off. But, you know, largely that's kind of fading out, too. And you think about all the cheap Russian wheat that's out there. I mean, it just feels like that's got a lid on our wheat markets right now, Arlen.
Yeah, and you know, I was in the office on the trading floor, and one of the brokers said, "Hey, we got a nice key reversal up on the wheat market." And I said, "Yeah, will this one finally hold?" That's the big question, Rick. And our biggest challenge right now is exactly what you said, Russian wheat. If you look at the major exporters of the world, they're reducing wheat production. They're reducing area planted to wheat, I should say it that way. And so you would think that's going to continue to tighten things up among the major exporters. The problem is Russia. Russia and Ukraine have been having good crops, and they continue to try to export as much as they can at whatever price they can to generate revenue for the war effort. And so they just keep pushing prices down, competing with each other, and that sets the world price until they run out of wheat. And they've got enough wheat, it doesn't look like they're going to run out of wheat anytime soon. So at some point, we're going to turn this around, but probably not before we see wheat coming out of the Black Sea start to get reduced, either because they finally catch up and get everything exported that they have, or because the war effort starts making it too hazardous for ships to come out of that area with wheat. And that's a possibility as well. But in the meantime, they're grabbing the world market share, and that's depressing the rest of it, making it really tough for us to come back. Here in the United States, our milling wheat supplies are kind of tight.
Yeah,
we've got adequate supplies of wheat, but they're not the milling quality supplies. So then we look at, will we have a weather scare? You know, it's warmed up quickly, and then we got this big cold front came through and did a lot of foliar damage, probably helped us out in the longer run. Because if this wheat had kept on the progress it was, it really would have set us up for a possible spring freeze that could have done some damage.
I think overall, for our grain folks, and I think this could apply to our livestock folks too, but in a window like this, I know a lot of folks, again, maybe not happy with their current position on the farm and where their sales are, but it all comes back to, it's not too late to build a marketing plan, is it, Arlen?
It's really not. There are times when it becomes more challenging, but then you start looking at ahead. You know, you start looking at the carrying the market. How can I make that work for me to at least capture something there? And we've had a couple of years where you could hit home runs, and this is a time of the time in the cycle, because we do go through cycles where you just start hitting a lot of singles, you know, about ready to start baseball up again. And you start seeing, okay, where can I hit a single today? Where can I get on base, so to speak, and do something with, whether it be with basis or whether it be with a storage hedge, or looking at new crop, if I can get a good opportunity there or something. And you start getting these little wins, to try to protect the equity. And that's what starts becoming playing defense, to protect the equity that you've built up over the last few years.
Yeah. And thinking about that too, and not getting fixated on the price necessarily, but just looking at your specific operation and what it's going to take for your bottom line, because everybody's a little bit different and you may not love where the price is, but to your point, a single's better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly right. You got to start feeling better. And it's just like sports, psychology of it is key. And you can get down in the dumps and miss opportunities because you're discouraged about what you missed.
Yeah.
And so you got to lift up the attitude, so to speak. Okay, what's in front of me? Forget what's behind. What's in front of me that I can use to kind of start picking things up again and start hitting some singles?
I know on the livestock side, real quick, our cattle friends, a little more optimism there. Futures here towards the end of the week, though, cattle kind of been pulling back. I wonder if just poor technicals here towards the end of the week, Arlen, what do you think?
Well, we still got those compressed margins for the Packers, and so they're really kind of slowing the chain speed down, and trying to slow their intake of cattle to help the product market, and help their margins. That's putting a lid on the cash market. The board was kind of getting ahead of it, and now it's starting to show a little bit reality. Long term, though, we still got those tight supplies coming.
Yeah, and we do have those tight supplies coming. And I mean, I know that last cattle on feed report we had, we've talked about that. You know, it was maybe not as friendly as some folks were hoping to see. But at the end of the day, I think as we move forward next month, the month after, we're probably going to start to see some of those numbers that we are expecting, with placements especially.
Yeah, and if you put together what we had with the heavy placements the last several months and coming into this report, we're looking at supplies about 0.6% above year ago for the next 3 or 4 months. And then we should start to see things drop back below year ago levels again.
Arlen, real quick, too, thinking about this back to corn and beans with the way prices are, do you think that's going to play a role in the acreage conversation for this spring planting season?
I do. I do think that it's going to result in some fewer corn acres. And we were a little ahead of the rotation again last year, so I think a little lighter this year. As big a loss as what USDA is saying in their outlook for them, probably not. But I do think we're seeing a shift. And I am hearing some people in the Midwest who I wouldn't expect to shift, saying they were going to lean a little heavier to soybeans, planting those first and seeing how it goes.
Arlen, always great to have a conversation with you. Thanks for joining us here at Commodity Classic in Houston, and look forward to talking again real soon.
Absolutely, Jesse. Great to see you in person.
Definitely, definitely. Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us here on AOA. We'll continue. We'll wrap up with our friends at AGI here on the trade show floor at Commodity Classic on the way right after this on AOA.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Wheat growers of the North, it's time to push performance to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB9590 and WB9479 with high protein, yield potential, and standability. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to cereal disease protection, Prosaro Pro 400 SC fungicide from Bayer makes all the difference. With three effective active ingredients for overlapping control of foliar and head diseases, and a flexible application window for head scab, it's formulated to lower DON, protect yield potential, and promote superior grain quality. Prosaro Pro. The future of plant health starts here. Visit ProsaroPro.com to learn more. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-844-903-1744. 1-844-903-1744. That's 1-844-903-1744. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
If you miss an episode of AOA, you can listen back to the show anytime. Just search for Agriculture of America on your podcast platform of choice, and you can hear past episodes of the program on demand.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for sticking with us here on AOA today, live from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. We are with our friends at AGI booth 3403 on the first floor of the trade show. There's two levels to this trade show this year. It is massive. It is a huge show, but it is a fun show. A lot of information, a lot of great things going on to kind of take in here at Commodity Classic once again this year. Let's talk right now about some of the different products on display from AGI and some of the different things they're talking about here at Commodity Classic. With us now, Aaron Squires, sales rep and AGI bin manager specialist. Aaron, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having us.
So just to kind of start, tell us a little bit about what you do as a sales rep and mm-hmm. a bin manager specialist. I know that's one of the, mm-hmm. the great products that AGI has. So give us a little bit of background on your role.
Yeah, absolutely. So my role is to go out to farms, right? I also work with a lot of the dealers in the area. And so basically what we're doing is it's not really sales kind of thing, you know, we're more educational, right?
Okay.
Based around, we definitely want to produce, you know, explain our product of bin manager. It's a very, very important key to have on farm.
Well, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier with Dave Pistel, you know, thinking about how data, digital technology has become more ingrained with what AGI is doing. A lot mm-hmm. of folks are wanting to learn more about, you know, digital bin monitoring technology. Talk about that a little more, you know, and this big push to get
yes.
more digital with our bin monitoring.
Absolutely. So again, think about it this way. As a farmer, you work so hard out in the field,
yeah.
right, to produce such a great crop. Then you're putting it into a grain bin and have zero visibility. It's a risk, right?
Yeah.
So as, you know, when we're talking about bin manager, you're having full visibility at all times. Right. So that's what's important. And that's here at AGI. We care about that. Not only is it that you have visibility of the grain, but it's also safety. Right. We're keeping
yeah.
you out of the grain bin. You can view it anywhere. So you can even be on vacation.
Sure.
So which is a nice feature, too. So.
Well, I think that's so important. That safety aspect that
yes.
you mentioned. I mean, we want to keep. I kind of mentioned this to you during the commercial break. It's
yeah.
it's 2024.
Right.
We want to keep people out of the grain bin if we can help it, because we have all this great technology
mm-hmm.
in front of us to allow us to do that. We want to keep people safe. We don't want them getting stuck and getting trapped
Correct.
In a grain bin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what the system does. I mean, we've got cables throughout the bin, and it's monitoring the moisture and the temperature, but we're also going to be watching inventory as well. So, and it's automated. Right? Cellular based. So you're able to, I mean, again, you can go about your day, whether it's if you're out harvesting or just simply on vacation, like I was saying,
mm-hmm.
you have the ability to know what's going on at all times.
Talk a little more in depth about, you know, the technology,
mm-hmm.
AGI bin manager. You know, you mentioned how you can monitor on your phone, things like that. Like,
yeah.
give us kind of the nuts and bolts of how bin manager really works.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I was saying, we have cables that are throughout the bin. We have sensor pods as well throughout there that are watching the temperature and the moisture. And what's great about the system is that it's based around your target, your goal, right? So if we're talking corn, 15%, we're talking beans, 13.5%, get that hydration up there, make that more money. So the system will run automatically based on the productive air that's outside. Again, to keep you completely away from it, you're not having to guess what the weather's looking like that day. The system will do it for you.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I think it's great. I know, you know, I see a lot of people, they have like their smokers nowadays where they can sit on the couch and check their meat there.
Yep.
They can also sit on the couch and check the quality of their grain if they want to.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's not only, you know, them having to work it. We're also back at headquarters. We also have customer service reps as well that are watching with you. So, you know, better than just two eyes, right? You got four eyes.
Yeah.
So you're not alone in the entire process. You know, if you've got questions, whatever it may be, we're going to be right there with you.
Well, and I think about it too. It's just, all the data that comes with AGI Bin Manager, it really, you know, you can start tracking things year over year over year. And maybe if you have some sort of a problem with whatever's going, you know, your bin or your moisture levels or something, you can easily track that, and having all that data at your fingertips, I think is a big point, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause you can go back in the past. Right.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for that kind of information, what happened last year? How many, you know, how much time did my fans run? Anything along those lines, energy, you know, we're big about saving energy as well. Mm-hmm. Why run your fans if you don't have to? So again, it's all that data that's, you know, that you have the ability to use at your advantage.
I think it's safety and ROI,
yes.
And, you know, that return on investment for the farmer using a technology like AGI Bid Manager.
Absolutely.
I think that's what it comes down to, right?
Oh, absolutely. The ROI especially is huge, right? Because the last thing you want to do is, you know, get a piece of equipment and it not, you know, get your money back. So that is a huge, absolutely huge for
so,
us.
So thinking about AGI Bid Manager, you know, we've kind of talked safety, we talked to technology. Let's give us kind of the rundown of how folks, if they want to learn more, they want to talk to you guys at AGI, kind of walk me through that process if they're wanting to get started with putting Bin Manager on their operation.
Absolutely. So the biggest thing that I would say is to get in contact with myself or one of the sales reps that's in the territory. So like I said, I cover the entire South, Southeast. And what we will do is we'll hook you up with your local dealer. Okay, we work with a lot of dealers that are on site or in specific areas, and then from there we'll get you all. We'll do a site assessment. We'll come out there to you. We'll take a look at everything. Run aeration models. Again, you're not just getting a system. You're getting, you know, a relationship.
Yeah.
So, or you can go to aggrowth.com and we'll get it all taken care of.
I was going
to
say, if you're looking for that local dealer or that sales rep contact, such as yourself,
that's right.
Aggrowth.com is a great place to do that. Aaron, appreciate your time. And thanks for joining us and telling us a little bit more about Bin Manager. And I know you guys have other products on display here too at Commodity Classic. Everything from grain bins themselves to augers and more. And so, again, folks can reach out for more information, can't they?
Absolutely.
Aaron, thanks for joining
us
today.
Thank you.
Aaron Squires with us, sales representative and AGI Bin Manager specialist, joining us here on AOA today as we wrap up the program here live from the trade show floor with our friends at AGI, booth 3403. And again, you can learn more online. Just go to aggrowth.com for more information. That's going to do it for the show today. Coming up on our next AOA, we'll continue our coverage from Commodity Classic. We're going to talk fertilizer with Corey Rosenbusch for the Fertilizer Institute. We'll have a conversation with the United Soybean Board as well and much more. Thanks for joining us here on AOA, Agriculture of America. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.